Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What's up, everybody, and welcome
back to
another episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It is a weekly podcast hosted by myself, Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel.
I'm your other host, her husband of almost 13 years, Marcus Tanksley.
Also known as Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book.
Yes, he's the CEO and owner of Tanks Punch. Yeah, LLC and hard ass nails.
You can come on over, get some hard ass nails, get punched in the face. That's what I'm talking about.
If you all don't know what we're talking about, you truly need to be subscribing to our YouTube channel at That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. We've been putting out some really fun content just to get your mind off of day to day life, but to also spread some laughter and
absolutely
love.
Yeah.
Right? So if this is your first time joining us on Is This Going to Cause an Argument podcast, thank you
Welcome to the families.
Make sure you rate and review us wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also watch it on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. And you can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. Where can they find you?
Again, y'all can find me at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, buddy. Also, you can find this podcast anywhere podcasts are found. We are about to be leaving SoundCloud because our podcast got signed to Audioboom, so I'll be moving to their platform. So we'll be on even more podcast platforms because they have a really nice distribution channel. So any place that I don't know about, they know about, and they're going to put us on there. So we'll be on places like Stitcher here soon. So praise God and hallelujah for that.
Come get at us.
But this podcast, we cover any and everything. Let me tell you, it don't matter. If it's on our minds, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. If it's on your mind, we're going to talk
about it. We're going to talk about it, too.
Let us know.
And we got some things on our mind, and we're about to talk about them now. This is our first segment, and it's called In My Feelings. This is where we talk about stuff that either has pissed us off or made us feel good in the week. And so my husband wanted to do this segment. So
that's the one I chose.
Yes, it's the one you chose. Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings. What's got me in my feelings is my husband, okay, guys?
Yeah, I do.
One day, it's hot. I don't want you to touch me.
See,
it's
I heard
hot.
It, right? I like to be touched. You never touch me.
No, I didn't. No, that's not what I said. You know I don't. Now, that's one thing my husband knows. If I am hot, don't you put your hands
And usually
on
when I'm
me.
Hot, that's when you be trying to touch me. And I'd
no,
be like, stop.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Because
a lot of times you'd be like, oh, you hot? And it's like, oh, you like, get off me. I'm like, that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Come on. You're saying most of the times I touch you?
Not it's most when, of the times,
okay,
but it is a lot of times.
You this, get I, it together.
Go ahead.
My husband has got me in my feelings. Y'all don't understand. Some of you all
You
might.
Put a lot into it.
Put a lot what into
Setting
what?
Setting us up.
And then he show up.
I ain't complaining. I just wasn't expecting the camera to be that
It's not your complaining. The complaining I'm used to.
Oh, what is it?
Is that you just show up.
Oh, I get you used to that too then.
I need
no problem. You just numb you to it.
No, I don't need that. I need consistent help. Yes, and without the complaining. Marcus had one assignment, which was to find our comment of the day.
I got it.
He does have it now, but you would have thought that I... Is that the comment of the day?
Because no.
that...
Because it's on my screenshot. It's right
some of you all don't realize that we have a Patreon, and our Patreon is watching live. This, that we call them our immediate family. Hey, Patreon!
What's happening?
They've been getting all of our content, well, majority of our content, before our regular YouTube or Instagram or Facebook family members. And so we have added
behind the scenes.
So we've added a whole nother technical aspect to putting together this podcast.
Oh, you expect me to help with that part?
It, or help with a part that you understand.
I do.
I need you to understand more.
I
need you to understand more. So we have a monitor. We have the camera that's rolling. We have the...
Y'all, we got four screens open right now.
Yes, we have...
Angel's doing... She really is doing the work of a whole film crew.
Yes.
Sound guy, technical guy, video, audio.
It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. So...
Caterer. Valet parking.
And to do this...
Somebody's mama. Shouldn't be on set.
And to do this at the end of a long day of editing and working with our children, it's a lot. And we will be doing another live after this for our Instagram fam. So sometimes I'll be just like, sir, I need you to...
Well, Instagram, you don't do nothing but just cut it on and go live.
I put energy into it. I make sure that they're never just watching me.
You don't take much of you to open up your phone and talk. That's what y'all do.
No, it does. Don't you sit
your
there and tell me.
Your sister just talked to you for 45 minutes
don't
about a dream that she thought she saw you on.
You know the
and
difference.
She said the same sentence 8 times.
You know the difference? We are talking to each other.
Because y'all, that's all y'all do is talk.
We were talking to each other. When I'm on Instagram, I'm going to slap you in your face.
That can.
Anyways, it takes a lot of energy. My lives take a lot of energy out of me. I don't believe. Oh, okay. Well, Marcus, you act like you haven't been sarcastic in this podcast already. I had to find out if you were being sarcastic or for
not
real.
Being sarcastic.
Okay. Thank
I know you got to put a lot of energy to it because that's not something that I spew out. That's not something I distribute. Is a whole lot of energy.
Right.
You know this.
Yeah, but that takes a lot out of me. Is what I'm saying. So. What's got me feeling some type of way? Y'all heard me. I just need this guy to be a little more technical savvy.
Complaining.
What's got you in your feelings?
You!
What'd I do? Tell me,
complaining.
What I do?
God dang.
This house has also got me in my feelings. It is so messy.
It's always in my feelings, but I ain't gonna get on that one.
That one is literally all the way on the edge of all of my nerves.
Is it?
Oh my gosh. It is.
It's a lot.
And I'm like, one day I'm going to get to it. I promise you I'm going to get to it. But I wish it would just stay. It would just stay that way.
It won't stay that way.
But we're going to get the bedroom. You're going to do your thing so that I can get the bedroom.
Yeah, I can finally go. I can finally pick my stuff up.
Yes. And then I'm going to work on these clothes. Okay, sorry, babe. Go ahead. Tell us what's got you in your feelings.
What's got me in my feelings? I have an issue with people playing this, you know what, we've been trying to veer away from, because that's all y'all hearing about is this whole COVID-19 thing. And, you know, what's the conspiracies and the how it works and how you get sick and when you're contagious. Yeah, it's a lot of reason. That's why we put this up. That's a lot of the reason why, so you can get your mind off of that stuff.
Right.
But these people talking about, I run into people all day, every day. So I'm like, you know what, it's just the flu. It's just this. It's just that. I'm like, it ain't just this or just that.
Mm-hmm.
Cops don't even kill 30,000 people in 3 months across the U.S. Like, it's a little more serious than that.
And it's over 50,000.
Yeah, now it's over 50,000. Last week, it was 30,000. It's 20,000 people in a week across the country. And for people to still not be taking this seriously, and like, I've heard people, even at work, they say, hey, have anybody in here even know of anybody that's even got this? Like, yes, I know of quite a few people that died from this thing.
They're like, nah.
And then you see, because I'm I work around people, they travel in and out at the airport in California. So people traveling in and out, you hear them comment all the time, California's so strict on this whole thing. It's like, yeah, and you and your family gonna be in intensive care next week.
Oh gosh,
but they don't playing it. We playing it this strict for a reason. But that's got me in my face.
No, I see it,
and I've been ignoring it for a while, but you know, they're too much of anything is just bound to just strike a nerve.
It does.
I just be on my shut the fuck up. Don't get sick. Go on, lick these rails or something.
Yes, then go ahead and catch it. And show us that it ain't nothing big.
Show you that it ain't nothing. You've had the flu before. Go on, catch it.
It does. It takes a lot. I recommend, not to say that this is like the holy grail to understanding it, but I just recently watched a documentary on Netflix. I'm going to watch it again because I was kind of in and out of it because of the baby. And there's a series called Explained. The series explains different things. It explains money. It explains diamonds. It explains sex. It explains all these things that you think you understand, but they give you a deeper understanding of it. So they actually have a recent episode explaining COVID-19. And I felt like they did such a good job of like comparing it to other outbreaks.
Because nobody living has ever been through anything like this at all.
Not in the United States. Like Ebola, I think was during our time, but it wasn't local. Here.
It's been local to certain regions.
Yeah.
SARS, MERS, Ebola, all of those was local to certain regions. This is worldwide. Ain't nobody been a part of anything that's worldwide ever.
Not living.
Right now, in this moment. Nobody.
So, I recommend checking it out, even if you aren't a person that doesn't understand it and that you just like, no, I get it. I still think it's really good because it highlights some things, at least for me, that I was just like, okay, that makes sense. But yeah, that definitely, it's had me in my feelings too. So what's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good is actually a Tanksley Pride thing. These boys, how well you teaching them?
Oh, thank you.
Angel's been doing really good. She's been doing these sight words with them. And just watching them sound these words out or recognize words is like, ain't that something?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's working because I'm like, working.
Like they, granted, when they were in school, they were learning a whole lot that they wouldn't have learned here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're learning a lot here that they wouldn't have learned at school.
Yeah.
So it's,
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate it. What's got me feeling good are the 90 Patreon members that we have. This immediate family that we
is growing. We appreciate you, media family.
I mean, I just can't even. I have been very reluctant to start a Patreon because I've been doing content for free for a very long time. Yeah, y'all in here. I've been doing content for free for a very long time. And anytime I've made revenue from, it's been ad revenue or, a brand deal. And I have always been like, I don't know. I don't want to charge people, even though $5 it's quite insignificant for most people. Yeah. For most people living in the United States or in a place that's not a third world country. But I still was very hesitant to say to somebody, well, if you want to see some more of my content, it costs money.
The thing is like we hold ourselves to a certain standard. And she's like, both of our things was like, do we want to start this? Because that means we have no choice but to do A, B, and C.
And we need to make sure we can deliver.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
So that's what we're going to do is we're going to make sure we deliver. And hopefully we are delivering to what people are expecting, if not more. But that's what we thought about it last year, end of last year. And then earlier this year, we really started talking about it. And it ended up starting later than what we originally planned.
Maybe about 2 weeks. I said second quarter. About 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I don't think, Angel, you still really wasn't ready. I just had to give you my word that I was going to step in.
I was like, because I only brought it to him last year. It had been brought to me to do years prior to. And I had been like, no. I'm not doing that. And, being able to work with people like Kev on stage a lot and Doughboy and realizing, we do a lot of work trying to, pump out content, and not to say we not giving you Netflix quality, but we are literally
a lot of time and effort put into it.
And we develop.
Boy, you ain't gonna keep doing it.
We develop strong connections with the people that watch our stuff. We Absolutely. Share our family.
That's why we call y'all family.
Feel that you all are family. So, I was going to be happy whether there was 5 or 90. And the fact that there are 90, excuse me, I just feel blessed for every single last one of the Patreon members. And I will always know that you all believed in me before anybody even knew who I was. So, yeah, and just growth, growth. The Patreon members, the growth that we've been experiencing during this downtime. It's amazing. Yeah, it is amazing. It's truly, you know what, they...
It's an upside to what's been going on.
Right. And, you know, my industry is shut down. My industry of Hollywood is shut down. So the fact that I've been able to focus so hard on my online content and get more stuff out there, even though I feel like I'm trying to balance, you know, how much we give Patreon and then getting some other content out there, it has been a little bit of a balancing act. But I feel blessed. So thank you guys. And again, if you're not a member of Patreon, you too can become a member of Patreon.
If you ain't already a family member,
you subscribe. Too can become a family member by just clicking the subscribe button or the follow button on whatever platform you found us on. And we appreciate you. You hear me? All right. So let's jump into, don't let him go that far, please. Our 9-month-old child is just crawling. Give him that little plane. Is crawling all over the table and acting a fool. And like his brothers just let him come out of the room screaming, crying like a banshee.
Yeah, they didn't even follow him out. He literally just crawled about the room and made his way over here to what else?
Yeah, they were like, we don't care.
What's that?
What's that what?
About 65 feet.
Silly. No, I had to go back.
Walls and furniture.
I had to go back here and get him. So let's move on to the topic of the day. You ready?
That's it, yeah.
So in one of our in one of our lives on Instagram, I had brought up, and I think I also talked about it on Facebook, I had brought up the fact that I have gotten to a place in life that I just don't have the tolerance for hood, ghetto-ish quality stuff, right? There's these CVS's, okay? This is when I came to the revelation. I had to pick up Marcus's medication at a CVS, and we're in the middle of this pandemic.
Oh, yeah, this is, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
My back was really messed up.
So there's one, the place I had to pick it up from is in an area that is overrun, unfortunately, by a lot of people who are impoverished. A lot of people who don't have a lot of money. So the CVS stays kind of too packed for... It shouldn't be this packed during a pandemic. You know what I'm saying? The parking lot was packed.
No, you can't shoot on that.
And I was like, oh no, I'm going through the drive-thru. I am not doing this. Y'all hear our baby just mad at his daddy because he took something from him. So I then go to another CVS after I get his medicine later that day in a very nice neighborhood, and it was so clean. Barely anybody was in there because it's a pandemic, and why would you be just out and about? And I had to say to myself, I said, self.
What'd you say?
Self, this is a standard, okay, that you have set in your life, and you are not about to tolerate things that are beneath that standard anymore. And specifically in the Black community, there's a lot of times where we act like because you don't enjoy things that are hood, low quality, ghetto as hell, that you have
sellout. Yeah, because you don't enjoy less than, yeah, you a sellout.
And I just don't have any more time or tolerance for it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to blur it out. That's fine. I was like, is my boob out?
Because it's at the ceiling. That's why.
Yeah, sorry guys. Usually I use my laptop. This is for those of y'all listening, it doesn't matter to you all because you all wouldn't have seen it. But for those of y'all who are watching on our YouTube, usually my laptop covers when I'm breastfeeding, but I'm just going to crop in real tight.
Because of the one she's breastfeeding, we had to put the camera
at a higher angle.
At a goddamn crane. So it's looking down on
us. So yeah, it's shooting down on us. So it's shooting right above the laptop. But anyways, I realize, you know, I'm having a milestone birthday this year. And it's like, I finally feel like I'm at the point of, I don't care what other people think about my bougie tendencies. Okay, I do still have obviously some hoodish qualities to me, even though I didn't grow up in the hood. It's just kind of a, it's just kind of bled. Yeah, it's in me a little bit.
Jackie's sister, so it's there.
But there is a bit of bouginess to me that I am now accepting and going to love on. You know, Marcus, I feel like, went over to the bougie side.
Been there.
Way sooner than
my threshold for some of my
your threshold.
My threshold for some of my brethren was crossed years ago.
What do you feel like catapulted it? Was it your age? Was it just
maturing? I feel like it was me maturing. Uh-huh. It got to a point to where when I was like, you know, when you were a child, you do childish things. When you're a man, you do manly things.
Come on, that's the word.
That's in the Bible. It's uh-huh. plain and simple. Right there.
Right there in the word. Come on.
Thank you for joining us this week. Oh, no. No, for real. Like, it's that simple. So when I would go around, when I go back home or just be out here in California, when I go back home, meaning Kentucky, that's where I'm from, born mm-hmm. and raised, or when I would be out here and hanging around certain areas or going back home, hanging around certain areas, I'm like, y'all still doing the same crap, or y'all doing the crap that I used to do when I was much younger, 10 mm-hmm. years younger. Mm-hmm. If you haven't grown, if you in your 20s to 30s, 30s to 40s, and you haven't grown in the past 10 years, that's a problem.
So you think it's maturation?
I think it's, yeah, because I don't know. No,
I think
no,
it's a little I bit, think, I think it's ignorance in maturation.
Yeah, with me, yeah.
What you mean?
I mean, you lose ignorance as you mature.
Well, no, like, and I don't mean ignorance as in these people are stupid. Meaning, they are not knowledgeable of the things that are better.
No, they are. The things I'm referring to, they are.
You feel like they've experienced it?
I don't know.
Because you get a pass with me, is that sometimes you just haven't experienced better.
Yeah.
So you don't really know what better feels like. You know right. what I'm saying? Yeah. Or you don't think better is even in your reach. So I understand.
No, okay, now I get that part.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the people that I'm around, mm-hmm. when I'm trying to be like, hey, y'all, how about we do this or that? And they don't want to listen. Now, that's just stupid because try not to say that I'm Oracle. I know all, you know, each one teach one. Show me something, too. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know, like I crossed that threshold as I got older and I did experience more. And a lot of it I didn't even experience. It was just me wanting something different. Everybody don't have that, you know.
I don't know if that's like a preference thing, like a state of mind, because it's hard if you have been around, grew up with family members that don't want better, been raised by people that don't want better. I think it's hard to find that wanting better in you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't help if you are in a crab barrel of neighborhood.
Right.
Because
which is not, you know, that's a lot of the condition that we've been forced into and there. Yeah. You know, from generation to generation.
Right. Because listen, everybody know the whole thing of, she thinks she better than everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That is something that a lot of people experience. I experienced it growing up from not growing up in the hood, even though we didn't have a bunch of money. But because, you know, my hair could grow and because my mother would get my hair done. You know.
Oh, yeah, you think you're better.
Right. And not in no
way. You think I'm better. I never said that.
And it not all the time in like hood hairstyles, even though I loved a good hairstyle, a hood hairstyle, but sometimes it would be a roller wrap and it would be like, oh, and then, oh, she just thinks she better. And I'm like, y'all see my clothes are from Walmart. So I obviously don't feel this way because my clothes came from Walmart from layaway. But I think when you have a crab in the barrel mentality, and then you have family members, people in close proximity that don't really desire it. Because sometimes it's hard to speak about wanting more and wanting better when you think the people around you are going to shoot it down.
When you don't think they'll be supportive.
If they say, You ain't gonna do nothing.
I talk to friends like it all the time. People random, like friends that are realtors or doing whatever, you know, got their own businesses or successful in their career, just moving up, just trying to do their thing. And it's like they heard it from their own family members.
Right. And it's just like,
you can't do it.
Right. Do you feel like, I know I didn't have that in my life. You all will get a chance to actually get to know my mother a lot better. She's going to be my first guest back on to Mommy Confession. It'll actually be on Patreon tomorrow live for you all to catch. It'll be a kind of a story time with me and my mom on Mommy Confessions. But I say that to say my mom is living a life that definitely does not look like what she would have ever thought it would be. It's
complete, like, night and day. Well, 180. Yeah.
It's like two different people lived a life. It's the life that she lived as a young girl compared to the one as a grown woman now. These people aren't related. So my mother never had the mentality of, at least not with me, of you can't do it, because she was living a life of, oh, but I did it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What was it like with you and your parents?
There was never any talk of what you can't do. It was just, this is what, you could do this or do that, but it was never, you could own this. It was like, no, you could just do this. You could get a job here, or you could go learn that and be good at that. You know, it wasn't ever, you know, the sky's the limit type thing. Because for them, you know, it wasn't given to them like that. However, both my parents were successful.
Yeah.
They, you know, we came up, I have to say, I was raised in a household with two parents that were well off. I mean, you would never see them. You would never look at what they're driving and know it. You would never think, oh, they got a whole bunch of money. But mom and dad, they always had, that we were well off.
Like, you never felt a struggle.
Yeah, at all. Didn't feel a struggle. I was around people. You know, like that I knew what a struggle was, trust me. But at the same time, I was like, I was always grateful that, you know, I knew early on, like, no, my parents, they got their stuff together.
Right.
So, however, it was, you know, they both worked in the medical industry. So it was just like, they knew I was good with my hands. So it was always, you know, you could do this, you could do that. It was never like, go start your own engineering firm. You know, it wasn't that type of thing. But it so was, you could, like, go do this. You know,
it was more like realism,
right?
More than optimism,
right? Right.
But definitely not pessimistic about your future.
No, not at all.
And sometimes
that was, yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Sometimes that's a struggle, especially in families of color.
Yeah. The thing is, it was never a thing. It wasn't like the minimum at all. It was like, no, you go do this. It ain't gonna be no minimum, or you ain't gonna be,
right.
You know, like, look at us. We the example. They never had to say that, but I'm just like, yeah, I wouldn't be like, by the time I've only moved twice in my life. My parents, they were together for 46 years, married for 46 years, together before that. They only moved three times. They had an apartment, bought a house, lived in that. All my childhood, when I was 13, they built another house. We lived there. My mom still lives in that house.
Yeah.
So I always had that example, and I always knew, okay, I can't just go somewhere and just get me a regular 9-to-5, even though they would love me all the same, but they would always be pushing me like, no, you need to be doing this or doing that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they didn't live their lives like that.
So do you feel like they were more so of like the traditional American dream?
Very traditional.
Because here's the thing. I'll give you a little synopsis of Marcus's parents. They are like the parents that you imagine that when you have a mom and a dad in a household and they're Black, that's who you imagine them to be. Not the Huxtables. So not this like image of refinement, but like caring, but characters at the same time. So like Marcus's mom, extremely down to earth, very sweet. Marcus's dad, the type that'll cut your neck off and you don't even know it. Like, you already bleeding out on the floor and you're still talking and don't even know you're dead. You know what I'm saying? So, like, two characters, but like, you would never attach bougie to them. His mother now, yes, she's gotten bougier with age.
Yeah, mama's bougie as hell.
But
can't tell mama nothing now.
Right. They're more so like, you know,
daddy got like that too before he died. Daddy was the bougiest.
They said Harriet and Carl Winslow.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say. Family Matters.
Or even the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
That's probably yes, because that's where Miss Margaret kind of moved into. So while they did do some like little traveling, like going to different places in the United States, weren't like
world traveler. They never had the desire to either.
No, your dad did. He wanted to go to Australia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did.
So,
yeah.
Like, as they got older in life, I feel like, because after me and Marcus got together, that's when they started making their anniversary trip out to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's when they were like, oh, they were kind of like spread their wings a little bit. They were empty nesters. They didn't have to, you know.
Yeah.
They ain't got to raise nobody, for real. So, it's strange to me that you, I feel like, probably got there either at the same time as them or before them, as far as in being like, nah, it's not enough to go to jazz festival, even though that's fun. There's more of the world to see. There's more. Like, Marcus didn't eat sushi before he got out here.
Not well, for one, I was in Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to eat sushi from Kentucky?
Exactly. That's like going to Mexico, getting you a cheeseburger. You don't want to do that. That ain't what they do. So, yeah, no, I wasn't into sushi. Every time I try sushi, I'm like, this is stupid.
That was him.
Who would eat this?
Who would eat dinner? Sushi?
Now, Friday, I'm like, let's go get some sushi and red wine.
Yes.
That's what I want. I want my Pinot and my sushi.
Like, did your mom grow up drinking wine? Was she drinking wine?
No, mama did. Mama, at the most, she was wine coolers.
Yes. I mean, she still do her wine coolers, but now she'll have a nice wine, a nice cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of that is me exposing her to more stuff.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So back to the original point. When I say ignorance, I don't mean it as a person is dumb.
Yeah, just lack there. Yeah.
Yeah. Lack of knowing. And so I think a lot of times for Black people, there is a huge, economic gap between those who have the ability to experience better against those that don't have the ability to experience better. And that can become, because here's the thing, even though there's a divide economically, we usually are in the same schools though.
Oh, with each other. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
We're still around each other. It's because, not like,
because it was crazy. It's like my parents, we grew up, they had the money to travel anywhere they wanted to when we was coming up. Like, mm-hmm. we could have been over in Europe, you know, for something.
Right,
something.
Right, yeah.
But that wasn't, nobody around them was doing anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm the youngest of three. My brother's 10 years older than me, my oldest brother. So that shows you the age of my parents. So it wasn't like they was going online and seeing, you know, people traveling. And it's like, oh, let's go to Dubai or something like that.
Yeah.
So that wasn't on their radar. Had it been, they probably would have.
Right.
But by the time they got to the age of paying for, you know, colleges and everything, and it's just like, now we are, let's start getting out. But by the time they got to the age of, like she said, they started traveling for their anniversary every year, daddy was like, I don't feel like sitting on no plane for how many hours. Now we can drive right over to Vegas, we can stay in Paris, or we can go over, they have they different spots, we can go see Angela and Marcus,
right,
and come on back home, and I can sit on this couch and watch his farm in the backyard.
right
they
right.
were perfectly fine with it.
It's just, it's crazy to me. Like, we have friends that are that aren't Black that we know of that travel every year to a foreign country. You know, like timeshares. You know how timeshares be like a money pit for most people? Yeah. There are people who actually make timeshares work because they actually travel.
And Black people are like, what? They make that work?
Like, how you...
What?
You don't understand how many people I know that were like struggling trying to get out of their timeshare contract because they were like, we ain't got the money to pay for this. We paying rent and timeshare, and you want us to pay to go somewhere? Let's get out of it. So like having friends that are like, oh no, we have timeshare. Yeah, we plan it in a year in advance and we get our tickets and da 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 da. And I was like, like being exposed to more of that, I was like, yeah, what?
But that's generational. Why? They grew up around that.
Yeah.
They experienced that. They knew other people they were doing, or they were already doing it when they were children. Like, we know people, like, it was one family we know, they were talking about, we're going to go to different parts of Europe for the next 3 years. It's like, we've been saving up for the past 5 years to do this. It's like, they actually save for vacation?
Right.
It was probably like 8 years ago when we found it out. I was like, actually not a bad idea. Because we'd be like, so we're in January, where are we going in April?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much how it goes. That's pretty much how it goes. Pull up the thing so we can read the comment out loud. So I feel like in my bouginess, the things that affect me the most are where I live. I don't want to live in a neighborhood that does not feel like money. Did I say you got to go on to Patreon to get to the link? That doesn't feel like there are people here that have a lot of money in their savings account. Like, that is the start. Like, I don't want to live any place where I feel like people got to have umpteen folk living with them just to pay their mortgage. That doesn't mean they can't have, you know, people living with them, but where they have to. Like, even like where I shop, I used to love. Now listen, now here's the thing. Angel love a bargain. Don't get it twisted. I love a good bargain. Please believe, I don't want to spend money just for no reason. But I also turn it down so it doesn't come through. I also don't want to feel like I have to have the bargain in order to be able to afford where we want to live, where we want to be. I also feel that way about my children's schools. I'm not here for the what's the principal's name from the movie, the one with the bat?
Lean on me.
Lean on me with Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark used to call him Mr. Clark. Now you can call him Batman.
I don't want my kids going to a school like that. Okay, I don't. I won't. My kids to experience just all the bougie goodness of a private school. Like, I just, and LAUSD schools truly make it feel like.
You know what, we would never feel like it if we were in most other states. Mm-hmm. But LAUSD out here in California they got some good schools, but they got some schools that makes you rethink your entire way of living.
Okay, so real quick, I'm going to read a comment from the Patreon members that are watching live. Rose Bay said, if you work hard, it's great to elevate yourself. I'm a believer you have to experience different places and cultures. I make sure my nephew travel outside of the state and country yearly at a minimum. See, that's great. Like, there was a goal I had. I didn't reach it. That I wanted to take our oldest son out of the country by the time he was 5. I wanted to take him like out of the actual continent. It didn't happen. The most he's been is on a cruise close to Mexico, but he's never actually been.
I mean, he's got time to go, because if I spend that type of money and take you somewhere like that, you need to be old enough to remember it. Not to say he won't remember it when he's 5, but enjoy it.
You want him to enjoy it. I don't know if he'll enjoy it regardless, but I do want to take a page out of actually the Fredericks book. They instead of focusing on gifts at Christmas, because their kids just have they have enough stuff,
they got too much,
they focus on experiences. So trips are the gift, and it
does something to the human mind when you go outside of your local area. Like, literally, it's like when they were looking for, like, this is way back in the day when they were still sailing across the world and stuff. A lot of times when they found, like, particularly the Africans that had already sailed around and been outside off the continent, they would choose not to use them, because it's like, no, you're too, you know too much already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also feel like traveling causes your child to develop a sense of empathy for people who don't grow up like they do, or where they do.
Right.
Like, there is a there is something about, like you said, being exposed to people who are not like you that just makes you, I don't like the word, because in church when you say worldly, it seems like
the devil.
But you do become more worldly. You do become
well-rounded.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend, we went to, while I was in college, we went to college together. And his dad actually went to school with my mom. Mm-hmm. And we ended up working together for a little bit. But he's from Georgetown, Kentucky. And he knew, like, the way, if y'all don't know Kentucky, Georgetown is one of the more conservative liberal places. Mm-hmm. Basically, there's a lot of areas where you don't find much of us. And if you do find us, we act just like our Caucasian brethren. Anyway, but he was saying one of the things that he's glad he ever did was join the, I think he was in the Air Force. Mm. And he was like, I'm so glad I got away from my family. Because coming up, he knew one type of, he knew how to be him from where he was being raised.
Right.
And it was one of those, you know, backwoods, halfway, just, you know, pickup truck, rifle in the back window. We don't like your kind of people.
And getting into the armed forces.
Yeah, getting into the armed forces, being around other people, traveling the world. You know, took him from so many different countries, so many different experiences. And just seeing how small and ignorant that type of lifestyle is.
Mm-hmm. So, just to switch gears, but it's keeping us on topic. What do you think is the most bougie thing about you currently?
Most bougie thing about me currently? Probably the same thing. Me personally, I don't think this is bougie, but Angel says it's bougie. So, I'll just go ahead and I'm going to agree with you for the sake of keeping the podcast going.
What?
My choice of alcohol that I drink.
It is so... Yes, Tiffany, of the Patreon member, our family, Tiffany, median family member.
Don't act like you know me. Don't do that. Don't do that, Tiffany.
He is so... He's a snob, actually.
I'm not a snob. Look, I did my research. Look, let's be honest. Liquor, alcohol, is all poison, right?
Mm-hmm. So you want the best taste in poison.
If I'm going to drink it, I'm going to drink the best quality. Why put crap in your body? Life's too short for that. No, I drink top tier stuff because mm-hmm. that's what I feel should go in my body. When you drink top tier stuff, you don't get the side effects of the cheap crap.
Let me tell you what makes you a snob, though.
Marcus. Because I drink it out of the type of glass that I drink it out of?
That's one, but that's not where I
was going with it. The glass that it's supposed to be drinking out of. No, go ahead.
That's not. My husband will not let anyone drink his high quality top shelf liquor unless
yes Eric I do it. Like a cigar with my goddamn it ain't brandy, it's cognac, it's a difference.
But if he found a brandy that was really expensive that he liked,
it ain't gotta be expensive.
It doesn't have to be right.
Don't nothing I have over it is extremely expensive.
You're right, I spoke out of turn. It doesn't
so that lets y'all know I'm not bougie. That's not bougie.
No, but he literally will not. Let me tell you, if somebody come over here wanting a drink, he gonna get the Hennessy that is not in the liquor cabinet, that is under the kitchen sink. Our cheap stuff is under the kitchen sink. And that is when he's like,
Yeah,
you can have some
of
that.
You want to know the difference? Y'all want to know the difference? Family, y'all listening, y'all want to know the difference? If you are trying to get drunk and that's your only goal, it doesn't matter what you're drinking. And if you drink my good stuff, you're going to be enjoying the flavors.
Well, there's some people who just would like a nice drink, but you
and
just...
And I'm good with that.
I feel like most of...
No. I'm good with that. If somebody just wants a nice drink, I'm like, absolutely.
But he's like, if you want it...
If you drank it, you ain't going to mix no goddamn Coca-Cola with it. Sprite.
Listen.
No fruit punches and all that crap.
They can't have a preference outside of...
You can get the cheaps because it's all going to taste the same. You can't taste the difference of whether it's Hennessy or Jack or whatever. You going to put some Coke in it and ruin it? Do that with the cheap stuff.
Now listen, I don't know about a drink that's made with Coke, but there are cocktails, because you know I'm a cocktail lady.
Yes, you're
like
a cocktail
wine
lady.
And I like cocktail. And mm-hmm. there is a difference between good liquor in a cocktail mm-hmm. and average liquor or cheap liquor.
Uh-huh. Well, you can go to the bar and figure all that out. Because anytime you go to a bar or a club, they ain't mixing you no goddamn...
But that's the difference. I don't like it at a bar or at a regular club. When I go to really nice restaurants... Uh-huh.
Are they pouring Grey Goose in to make your drink?
They are... No, they when it's a really good place, they mm-hmm. list the actual
They
brand.
List the brands that they have back there, but what they putting in that drink ain't the same stuff.
I can tell you... That there is a difference. You can see the bartender.
I know people that have owned restaurants. I know exactly what they
You've
do.
Known a couple of people that have owned restaurants. I can see the bartender.
That's plural. I said plural.
people that's owned restaurants.
Listen, I'm telling you, I can see the bartender. I can see the liquor.
Mm-hmm.
This, like, I have my new favorite vodka. It's called Oceans. It's an organic vodka. It's amazing.
Yeah. And that's bougie.
Okay. I'm fully aware that I'm bougie.
But why is that bougie?
What you mean, why is
that? Yeah, why is that bougie? Why is that bougie?
It's the bouginess comes from a thing of, oh, no, I don't drink that.
But why is that bougie?
Because it's the attitude of, oh, no, I don't drink. I don't want that. I don't want that level of whatever it is you're trying to get.
Okay,
me.
Why is that bougie?
That is the definition of it. Is when you
don't want more, you don't want less than.
Yeah, when you look down on less than.
It's not looking down. You just don't want it.
You definitely will look down on.
I don't look down. If I look down, I wouldn't have it in the cabinet. If I went somewhere and if I needed a drink and all they had was Hennessy, guess what I'm drinking?
Of course, yes, you will drink Hennessy.
I'm not going to say I would rather just bring me water, bartender. Put that stuff in my body. Oh, I'm going to drink Hennessy. Do I prefer it? No. Y'all want to know why?
Tell
Does anybody
why.
Listening want to know why? Anybody watching want to know why?
Tell them why.
Hennessy actually used to have a very high, top quality product. And I only know this because I did my research. Because like I said, if I'm going to be drinking something like it, putting it in my body, I want to know exactly what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up starting to mass produce it. Once they had to mass produce it, quality went down. They had to cut out all the great stuff that they was doing, all the aging, proper aging stuff that they had to do to it. And they just started shoveling out Hennessy bottles. And that's what, you know, what they're selling right now. Mm-hmm. The stuff that I have is not expensive. However, it's not popular. So therefore, it still has that good quality. And that's what I like. Angel calls it bougie. When you drink cognac, you put it in a sniffer. That's the type of glass that it goes in. I'm bougie because I drink it out of there, even though it has to aerate, and that's the proper aeration because of the size of the hole in the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it aerates properly. That's how it brings out the proper taste that you want to taste when you're drinking that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm bougie because I know that and I do that. You know what? That's like
you are.
That's like driving a car and somebody you actually use the brake and not the parking brake when you're going down the street. That's bougie. But that's what it's there for. So why shouldn't I use it?
Why are you yelling? Why are you yelling?
Because you done worked me up.
If you wake up that baby, I'm a hurt.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Sorry about that. There was a delay.
Erica, I did my research.
There was a delay with the audio and the video, but it is now fixed. So hopefully it's fixed on everybody's end. He's very passionate about his
Cause she
liquor.
Always tell me I can't go open up the cabinet and she can't hear the little cling 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 of the glasses without her calling me bougie.
Marcus, if y'all can see how he does it, Marcus
bougie.
It is. You're bougie. And it's okay. I like you.
It ain't bougie.
You are bougie. You are.
Oh, you actually changed the oil in your car. You bougie.
That's not
what you're supposed to do.
That's not what it is. Marcus is like, he only pumps Shell.
I only put Shell. Y'all want to know why I only put Shell in my car?
Why?
Every vehicle I've ever owned, I've never had any issues with, and I've only burned Shell. Why switch it up now just to find out that something else might not work? Matter of fact, I had a 1997 Taurus Show, and I could feel the difference from burning different other fuels versus Shell. And I said, okay, this car performs a lot different. Better when I burn Shell. So you know what? That's what I'm sticking to. And that's what I've stuck to all this time.
He's bougie. And that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Why are you running from the word? Let me ask you.
Because that's not bougie.
Why are you running from it?
You put me on like I'm an elitist.
You are a little bit. You are a little bit.
What? You don't wiggle the hole? I do wiggle that hole. Now, I shake that whole goddamn pump trying to get the last drop out of there. Yeah, I'm at one at the gas station. I'm sorry, for everybody listening, I'm responding to people watching it live. I'm the one over there kicking the top of the whole station when you trying to just shake some more down that little hole. Actually, right now, gas is cheap. So mm-hmm. we still squeezing the pump as we pulling it out.
As we pulling it out.
Yeah, it's cheap right now.
Yeah, why do you... Marcus is the... Listen, we've had conversations.
Oh, my God.
We've had... Why?
What we have conversations about?
About when we get to our lovely house that we're going to move into, of him being outside in his bathrobe.
See,
What?
Oh, I want to see if wild animals walk in my property.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. He wants to see wild animals walking his property. No, we used to talk about being in really fancy robes. You out there smoking a cigar.
Got my cigar walking out on the back deck, waving to my neighbor 300-400 acres away.
Yes.
There's Harold. Yes. I'm gonna shoot that damn dog if he comes back over here.
He definitely has bougie.
That's not bougie. That's me. I inspire to reach that level of success.
Why does the word or term bougie make you want to run?
Because what I think of is bougie.
Tell me what you think.
It's an
bougie.
Elitist.
You are.
I'm not an elitist.
Marcus.
Elitists look down upon. I don't.
You don't look down upon Roseanne. You called her Roseanne. That's our neighbor across the
street. Because she dresses and looks like and acts like Roseanne.
So you don't look down on our neighbors.
Y'all want to know? No. Hold on. Wait.
Because he's lying.
Hold on. Ask God, you goddamn right, Erica. Look, I call her Roseanne because she always wears flannel. There's never a time. And she resembles Roseanne.
You don't look down on our neighbors?
I look down on the only reason I don't
yes
look down
or no.
on them. I don't look down on them. I do judge them.
It's
not
me,
the same.
Okay,
it's not
tell
the same
because
I judge you.
That's why you're an elitist. That is why.
She's always hot. She ain't hot. I don't know. It's been some hot days and she just got on a flannel. Different colors, but it's always a flannel.
You judge me, and yes, you're an elitist because of it.
No, I'm not.
Tell me why you're not.
Because I don't look down on people. Mom. I don't turn my nose up. Like, why you got him on the bed?
Where was I going to put the baby?
On the floor. He's going to end up there.
Listen.
And this way it'll be gradual.
I believe my husband is bougie. I believe he is an elitist.
And so are you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What makes you bougie and an elitist?
I told you. What makes me bougie is that there is a certain standard that I now want. And
so you are some of those people that's like, oh, you think you better. So you think you better than?
Than people. I think I have better judgment.
So you think you better?
Not all the way around. Not as a total person. No. Not as
a
total person.
So what is an elitist if they don't think that they are better all the way around?
I think there's levels to being an elitist. I think there are people who actually think that other folk don't have, aren't of value. I do think everyone.
There's no damp. There's either wet or dry. There's black and white.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
There's no levels to nothing.
There are levels to this, okay?
Look in the Bible. All right.
There are levels
to
it.
Isaiah. No, I'm just playing.
Yes, when it comes to my food and my sanitation, sanitizing my food, yes. No, I do believe that there are levels to being an elitist. I do, absolutely. When it comes to what I am willing to let my children be exposed to, I am absolutely an elitist. And do I like think that my judgment on that is better than some other people's judgment? Yes, absolutely. Not to say that there something wrong is going to happen to their child, but I do feel like, no, this is the smarter, better way to go. At 100%. It's not, I don't believe completely that like everything's everything. You know, you choose what you need to do in life. No, sometimes there is a better way and sometimes there is a wrong way. And by that alone, I feel like that makes me a bit of an elitist. And I don't have a problem going ahead and accepting that part of me.
So I can start introducing you as my wife. She's a bougie elitist.
Then I'll be like, and we came as a pair. We came as a pair. Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, if I didn't have some of that bouginess, if I didn't have some of that elitism to it, you would not be as attracted to me.
Yeah, I'd like for you to be a little more bougie. Cause
I know,
still,
you would love it.
Rat.
You would love it if I was more bougie. I'm refining some, but some of it is just not going to go away because there's a funness in some of my rat behavior. But
all good in the hood.
But that makes me so I'm not boring. all the way around. You know what I'm saying?
You can stand and be a little more boring.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could.
That's just...
You should be.
No. It's embarrassing. No. I mean, the fact... Even just the fact that I joined a sorority, that is elitist. They purposefully make the membership cost a little too much so that only certain people can afford it and only certain people can remain financial. And that is the reason why I am not currently financial. Because I'm one of the people that currently was like, I can't spend that grip right now. Can't do it. There are organizations that I want to be a part of. Not so much because I actually think the organizations are better than other organizations, but because of what they would allow me to expose my children to, I'm like, oh, absolutely. I want my child to experience that. I don't want him. I don't see there's, I feel like it's only going to be for the betterment of my right. child being able to experience
it. I don't feel like that's bougie or
those groups elitist. Are bougie and elitist. They're both. They are very much so both.
For wanting more for your child?
In the sense that these organizations are...
Oh, you're saying those organizations.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to then affiliate myself with these bougie-ass organizations because, yes, I want better for my child. And not to say that there aren't organizations that aren't bougie. Mm-hmm. That, like, for instance, the culturally-based algebra camp. That is not a bougie camp. By no means. There is nothing bougie or elitist about the camp that mm-hmm. Mona and James have. I do think it's for the betterment of my son.
Absolutely.
But then when I also, there's also other things I want to be a part of. Like, eventually, I'm pretty sure I'll be a member of Jack and Jill, one of the most elitist groups that there exists when it comes to children of color.
Yeah.
But
you're gonna be doing that by yourself.
It's for the moms to do. That's how bad it is.
You go ahead.
They make it seem like mom.
You do that after you write all your shows and stuff.
Yeah, listen, child. I mean, husband. Jesus. But they are elitist, and that part that part does kind of make me cringe. Like they are elitist. But the experiences that their kids get to have is just like if that's the part that I have to deal with in order for my kids to get those experiences to feel like leaders. To get to be around other black kids that feel like they're leaders and feel like they can conquer the world, then I'll be okay.
So do you feel like you should feel like to be a leader or to feel like a leader, you have to be an elitist?
No. I think the exact opposite. I think the exact opposite needs to happen. It's the mothers that are elitist in these groups, not the kids. But because the mothers are elitist, they make sure their children feel a certain way about themselves. They make sure their children feel like they can reach the stars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And while I'm not an elitist on the type of level that they're on, I can't knock what they've set up for their kids. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock it. So I'm like, well, y'all about to be seeing me in there. I know how to pretend long enough for y'all to let me up in there, and then y'all can't get rid of me.
Back to liquor. So, you feel, because you like this new, whatever it's called, let's call it Skull Island, I can't remember what you called it.
Ocean.
Yeah, ocean. See, I knew it had something to do with the island. That you, and you know, because you would pick that over Sky Vodka. Mm. That's bougie.
It's not just that. It's even the way I deal with drinks at bar. Like, I am very particular now when I order drinks. Like, it's only when we go to, like, places that aren't high-end, that are like...
Applebee's.
Like, Applebee's, BJ's, any of these places that are more like sports bars.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm just like, I'll just get a mojito. But I'm the type, I will ask, are you all using syrups? Is your simple syrup actually
made? I've
heard
you ask that many times.
Yes.
I don't even know what she's talking
about. Are you
using
real fruit to muddle?
I'm like, bring me this in a glass.
Are you using real fruit to muddle in the flavors? Or are you just using a syrup? Because I don't want it. If that's the case, I'll just take a glass of wine. Like, oh, I realized that...
Yeah, you are awful. Just an awful human being right there.
Nah, wow. Listen. Because I don't enjoy the drink as much anymore either. So, my taste also got refined. So, now I know the taste of real fruit in homemade simple syrup versus something they just bought.
I'm just appalled that you think that's bougie just because you now know if you're putting something that tastes like fruit, you want it to be actual fruit in your body, and that's bougie.
Yeah.
All right.
That's bougie. There are certain things that you don't care so much about that if somebody else was like, oh, no, 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 I'm not doing that, you'd be like, get out of here. But it's because they've experienced better that they're like, okay, you might not care about it, but I can feel, taste, whatever, see the difference. It's just like when people buy expensive clothes. Like, you don't buy expensive shirts. You got a place that you like your t-shirts from, and that's where you get them from.
Y'all know who make the best goddamn t-shirt? Who sells the best t-shirts?
Tell me.
It ain't Kenneth Cole or what's the other one?
Just tell them what it is.
Costco. Got them good, thick, quality shirts.
He loves some quality Costco shirts.
Some cotton that don't shrink up to the wrong guy. Costco has better t-shirts than Target.
But listen,
they don't turn the wrong shape.
We're still talking like low-level stuff. We're
talking extremely low-level.
We've never experienced a t-shirt by Gucci. You know what I'm saying? We've never. And I doubt...
Most people we know haven't. It just might have a Gucci logo on it. That was going to be... my got me in my feelings. I forgot.
Oh, the mask. But somebody said Target is bougie compared to Walmart.
And Target is trash too at the same time.
It's all in one. They charge too much for stuff that you
for
can
trash.
Get other places for the exact same price. But potentially, if we were to experience a designer's t-shirt, we would be like, oh, okay. It still shouldn't cost this much, but this is definitely nicer.
Yeah, with that said, Egyptian cotton must be the best fabric you could possibly put on your body because every Egyptian cotton shirt I've ever seen is hideous. Even the solid white t-shirt, this is Egyptian cotton. Well, it fits you horribly. It must feel good. Give me my Kirkland.
You know what actually feels good? Bamboo cotton. Bamboo cotton is, I've only felt it because they make onesies. Like if you ever go to like a baby boutique, they will make onesies out of bamboo cotton. Way too expensive. It'd be like a onesie for $25 and you're like, I be damned.
See, Angel be trying to call me bougie because I be getting pissed off when she brings these 19-thread count sheets in the house and you sitting there trying to sleep and it's making you sweat. It's itchy. It don't feel good. I'm like, you couldn't found it? Really? You can't go from 1,000 thread to 2 threads. It feel like you're sitting on sleeping on burlap sacks. Like you pour something on it, and not because it's high quality, like the water won't even seep through. It just kind of runs off and hits the floor because it don't breathe. Talking about it, this was $20 for a whole set. I'm like, yeah. You paid $1 per thread.
Listen, when we were shopping at Anna's Linens, you were not complaining, and they definitely didn't have a high thread count.
Now, you know what happened? I experienced better.
See? And you became bougie.
I realized I could actually sleep better on something different. I thought that was how you're supposed to sleep. I was like, this must be what marriage feel like because mama sheets didn't feel like this that she used to buy.
Whatever. Your mama has put us on some trash sheets.
Them towels is dope, though.
His mama, at Christmas when we used to go visit, used to put a comforter on the bed that lit up like a Christmas tree. Like
when
it
I tell you... The lights poking through the like it has a little like grommet right there for the light to poke through. Them things will slice you in three places at one time. I said, "Mama, stop putting that goddamn thing on the bed."
She's like, "You about to get this Cracker Barrel styling up in this house? Do you hear me?"
They get every piece of this right here. It's a Christmas tree on it.
Okay, so tell us in the comments: are you bougie? Are you
everybody's
an elitist?
Bougie about something?
No, some people aren't. Some people are just regular schmegula, and that is okay.
Like what?
What you mean, like what?
Like what? What's something? Who name somebody that's name somebody that's regular? Like you that you know is like no, they would accept blah blah blah.
I don't. I'm trying to think of people.
Name something that you are regular on that really don't matter.
Them sheets.
That's because you can sleep standing up. I'm a light sleeper.
I'm trying to think.
I can snap my finger and it take Angel 30 seconds to fall.
Gasoline. You know I'm very regular. I'm like, where's the cheap?
But that's like motor vehicle stuff. You don't care nothing about that anyway. Psych, you do. You do. You a bougie about your vehicle.
About the vehicle that you think I'm bougie about my vehicles?
Yeah.
Why you say
you don't think you're bougie about your vehicles?
No. Well, I am?
Yes.
Why is that?
The vehicle that I was trying to get you versus what we ended up getting is all because of the look.
Let me tell you what happened with this vehicle. Then we're closing out this podcast.
Y'all about to agree with me on this. You too, Erica.
Okay. Yes. I was used to my luxury Toyota Corolla. Okay.
Now she's just being facetious, y'all.
It was LE for luxury edition. It had wood grain.
It's a Corolla. Ain't
it
no such
velvet
thing.
Velvet seats.
It's no cloth. It wasn't velvet.
They were velvet. And all I wanted in my upgrade was what?
A sunroof?
No, from the Toyota to the Kia. What was the one thing I asked for?
A backup camera? I don't know. CD player?
I asked for an auxiliary port.
Oh, an auxiliary port.
Now, mind you, cars were already doing way more than that. But that's all I wanted was, hey, whatever you give me, I'm going to be cool with.
Okay.
There are certain cars, yes, that are like dream cars of mine. But I was like, whatever you get me, as long as it has an auxiliary port. So he gets me something that's got an auxiliary port. It's got Bluetooth. It's got a CD
which
changer,
is all standard at this point.
It's got...
This is 2014. There's nothing that didn't come with that stuff.
It's got a backup camera. It's got all these things that I never even asked for. Okay? Now here's the issue. I got to get another vehicle because we're having another baby. What I have a hard time doing is going backwards, okay?
And you weren't going backwards.
Let me tell you, it felt like going backwards.
But it wasn't going. But however, not wanting to go back is being bougie.
No, I could have stayed at the same.
No, if you're saying I'm used to this level and I refuse to do this level, that's bougie. Is it not?
No, listen. Listen.
People on live, what y'all think?
Listen,
I'm listening. Go ahead.
They've already agreed with you, but I don't care. Listen, the vehicle he picked out felt because of the brand of vehicle we got, they hadn't changed their body style in a very long time. So it felt like I was
4 years.
It felt like I was getting an older car. That was the reason. I was just like, you got me Bluetooth.
Which is all lies. So.
What you mean? It did feel like it.
That vehicle had Bluetooth. It had a sunroof, which she didn't have. Auxiliary port. Leather seats. Heated and cooled seats. Everything that the other one did not have. And it was bigger. We ended up having to go up 2 more years. And
we didn't have to go up 2 more years. It's just the vehicle they had there.
Shut up.
That's what they had there.
She wanted to go up. So I ended up paying a whole lot more money for a vehicle that had a whole lot more miles on it. It wasn't even a couple years. It was 1 year older. So we by far took a hit by getting a newer vehicle because she wanted it the newest and greatest. And
I didn't say in comparison
to the other one. These vehicles was literally a year apart. The one that I wanted to get her versus the one she was getting. The newer one had more miles. The new one, had more miles. It was only a year newer. The other one had less miles. 1 year young, or 1 year older.
It looked like it was 6 to 7 years
older. Only because of the interior. Only
older.
Because of the interior, y'all.
It looked 6 to 7 years older.
Only
for
because
it.
The only thing they added to the leather was stitching and a full sunroof. That's the only difference.
Now,
even the screen is better.
Somebody brought up, I am bougie about my puppies. Now listen.
You can be bougie. You ain't getting no more.
I'm getting.
But look here.
Are we getting one? And you bougie about dogs, too.
I've been bougie about dogs.
Okay, I'm glad that
I said it a long time ago. I don't do mutts. They're healthier. They live longer. Probably better dogs all the way around, but I don't do them.
And he's the one.
I want a breeder. I want to see your dogs to see what they look like. I don't even want AKC because AKC be messing dogs up. But you bougie about vehicles.
No.
Yeah, it's been affirmed.
No.
Confirmed.
If I was bougie about
you vehicles. Are bougie about vehicles.
No.
Yeah, if I were to say you can have that same vehicle, the same size, the same make and everything, however, we're taking away the sunroof, we're taking away the leather. We're taking away the backup. No, keep the backup camera because you need that. That's a necessity.
Look at you.
Why can't I have a sunroof? I ain't never had one. I have never had a sunroof.
Bougie.
Why can't I get a sunroof?
Bourgeois.
I never had a sunroof. I've made a lot of money in life. Why couldn't I have a sunroof?
Bougie.
I don't think I'm bougie about cars.
You are. You just proved it.
I don't think I'm bougie about cars.
You said, and I quote, let's rewind. I refuse to go back. That's what you said.
But I didn't have to go up, is what I'm saying.
You had no choice but to go up.
That's not
my
fault.
You went from 2003 to 2014. The lowest grade, 2014.
Bring your voice down.
No. I'm yelling. Move, scoot over. You're taking up more space.
I could have went right across.
No, there was no right across. The same Corolla would have been an upgrade.
That's not my fault. There's no right across.
You bougie. Look, vehicles. I ain't bougie about vehicles. I took.
Let me tell you how this man is lying.
Tell him.
His Ford Taurus show.
Tour, tell him.
It wasn't going to pass not a small check.
I wanted to keep it. But in California, you got to pass a small check.
So he could have went looking for another Ford Taurus show. Or a Ford Taurus.
Nah.
You could have. Why couldn't you?
They stopped making the shows. That's why I was such
But you could have looked for another Ford Taurus.
Yeah, you're right. But I ain't want no more Ford cars. They were crap.
So there's so many other cars that he could have went.
Look up 1997 Taurus show, y'all. That car
he could have gotten
monster.
A Toyota. Couldn't. He could have gotten a Hyundai.
You right?
Hyundai, Honda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got an Audi.
Audi A6. And then, guess what I did? Then I upgraded to a newer Audi,
a nicer
Audi. A6 Quattro. That's four wheel drive, y'all. Leather, sunroof, plush.
That was a huge
plus. Yeah. Then what I do?
You said, "Oh, I want to work on the house more."
Tell him.
No. You still had the Audi. Then he got his daddy to sell him his truck. So now Marcus had two vehicles. He wanted to have a luxury car
and something to work on the house, because I'm working on the house myself. I ain't paying nobody because I'm not bougie like that. Hold on, Erica. We ain't finished.
Then I said to Marcus, because he was like, I really need to just have a truck. I don't need to have the Audi in the truck. And the truck was acting up. So I suggested, okay, it was my suggestion. I said, Marcus, why don't you trade in both?
You a lie.
You don't remember my suggestion.
You are a lie. I told you I was going to do both. All right, but go ahead. It was your idea. Go ahead, tell him. Talk to him.
Why don't you trade in both before the truck doesn't work anymore?
Uh-huh.
And you were like, I don't think I'm going to get any money on that truck. I said, at least try. You never know.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember this conversation.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to hurt him. And so he took it.
So go ahead.
He took it to CarMax.
Talk to him.
He traded it both in, and he got himself the Chevy Silverado.
Now,
chrome out. He didn't add so many chrome accessories.
You a lie. I added one chrome accessory. One. The running boards. That's the only piece of chrome I added. Now, for anybody watching or listening, if you know anything, anybody listening, if you know anything about cars, you know there is not a Chevrolet that Chevrolet makes or Cadillac that can outdo anything dealing with Audi. I went from an Audi, y'all, German, engineered.
It was a car.
Audi.
It was a car. It wasn't a truck. So you can't even compare.
Audi
you
to can't a even compare. Pickup truck.
You can't even compare.
I went to a pickup truck, y'all.
Now, there are people who like pickup trucks.
Well, he has a point. Thank you. If Erica could agree with me.
Mm-mm.
If Erica could agree. Mm-mm. True. That's two. All I need
y'all
is one more, y'all.
Y'all forgetting that he's a country man.
I mean... Okay.
Y'all forgetting he's a country man.
Living in
they
California.
Like pickups. And please.
We like pickup trucks with four wheel drive. My truck ain't four wheel drive.
Let me finish. Please believe it wasn't like he started off looking for the Chevy Silverado. You were looking at stuff that had flip flop paint, okay? Luxury end stuff.
Yeah, I did.
He was looking at
Avalanches, another Chevrolet.
But let me tell you.
I looked
you.
At a GMC, which is also made, well, actually GM.
Okay, wait, does Audi make a pickup truck?
No.
Because if they did, he'd they look at it.
They're too good to make pickup trucks.
If they did. That's said, the only reason. That's what, that. That's what y'all missing. The only reason why it was that is in his research. That's how he ended up at Chevy. Believe you me, if Audi made.
She has no point here, y'all.
Yes, it is. If Audi, yes, they agree. If Audi made a pickup truck, he'd have an Audi pickup truck. Yes, he would.
You know the conclusion I came to, which is why I'm not bougie? Yeah. I said, as nice as these cars are, these German cars and all of that, they cost too much to repair. I need something that's going to be reliable. Shut up.
You saw the comment. Because I could have sworn you have a classic car sitting in the garage.
I do. A Ford.
What does that mean?
I ain't got no classic Benz.
Marcus, that is no. You can't. You can't win this. You cannot.
Like I said, I went from an Audi to a pickup truck. Yes, I have a classic car in the garage. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Fords
yeah.
ain't trash, Erica.
That's you want to know why? Said.
I was reading her comment.
But no, you said Fords were trash.
That year, all American sedans. An American sedan compared to foreign cars do not hold up. I don't care what nobody says. However, nobody else has classics. When we talking classics, that doesn't count. All the new stuff, your Corolla had 273,000 miles.
And it will still be rolling. It will be a classic.
It probably still is rolling. Anyway.
I don't know what point you're trying to make. You're bougie when it comes to cars.
Listen. I said sedans. That's a coupe. So, there is no Mustang. There is no Chevy Lumina, which they don't even make no more. There is none of those cars, Impala, that you're going to be able to put 300,000 miles on. That's not going to happen. So, back to the Mustang in the garage. What I paid for it is now worth more. That was an investment. That's why I got the car. That's a project car as well. That's why I got that. Modern sedans are trash, yes. Back to my argument, I'm not bougie about cars because I let all my luxury go. I ain't got no sunroof. I ain't got no heated and cooled seats no more, y'all. I had a Bose sound system. Bose, y'all. Subwoofers. All of that. Factory.
Let me tell you, the only reason why he let that go.
I love leather. I don't have leather in my car no more, y'all.
He eventually had to let all of that go because I think he was starting to feel guilty that he had had about four vehicles and his wife was just sitting in her Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, because you brought me out here to this horrible place to live. I deserve that.
So I think he was like, I got to start downgrading so that I can pay for my wife's vehicle that I want to get her.
And now she's bougie. Bougie heifer.
Whatever. I'm not bougie.
Bougie, elitist, stuck-up snob.
I have one vehicle.
I cannot go down.
You know,
I cannot downgrade.
You know, here's truly the thing.
I can downgrade.
You know what the real thing was. Marcus knows that I will keep a car. I won't get rid of a car. I'm not going to get tired of that car. I will have that car, more than likely, for a good 15 years.
No, because you don't take care of cars. You could do a Toyota like that. You can't do no Ford like that.
My Ford will be fine.
No, it ain't.
You don't see me doing that truck wrong.
Yet. You ain't used to it yet.
No, all of my cars, if I did them dirty, they got done dirty from day one. I am consistent.
Why are you taking over so much space right now?
Because
you're bougie. You're an elitist. She's saying he don't deserve this space.
You don't. Okay, so back to what I was
saying. Thank y'all for agreeing with me.
You please let us know. Are you bougie? Are you elitist? Are you only bougie about certain things? What are those certain things?
I think everybody's bougie about something.
That's why we got into this. And I said
everybody's bougie about something.
I think they're people.
I know weed smokers that refuse to smoke dirt. That's why they call it dirt. That's bougie.
There are some very country Caucasian folk that I know that are not bougie about anything.
Guarantee you they are.
Maybe about their smokes. I don't know.
They bougie about Ford and Chevy.
I don't know.
That's Hatfield and McCoy's. I don't care who you talking to. I'd rather push a Chevy than drive a Ford. I wouldn't bury my dog in a Chevy.
But let us know in the comments below. And again, we want to give a huge shout out before we do our comment of the day. You can go ahead and bring it up. to our Patreon family. You all will actually be getting the view that they got, because we found out halfway through the podcast that our main camera was not recording at all. So if the footage seems a little bit more grainy, it's because we are capturing it off of a live if you're watching on YouTube. But thank you for watching on YouTube. We greatly appreciate it. And we cannot wait to hear your answers on your bouginess and what you are bougie about. But now we're going to jump to the comment of the week that we love to give shout outs to those of you all who engage with us. We read all of our comments. And our comment of the day comes from
Faith Beckett.
She says, I feel like when Marcus greets you in a loving manner through text, he says, hey, woman, LOL. But it's hard for me to perform acts of service, though. Now, why was that your comment?
I thought it was hilarious.
What, I'm getting...
The fact somebody just said, I just be like, hey, woman.
Okay, I get it now. I was like, why is this funny to you?
It's hilarious. Now, I don't usually text sweet things. I usually just call her and say it.
Yeah. He used to try to text me poems and stuff. That would be
that like, was early in the days, though. I got the booty now. I ain't doing all that.
You did that while we were married, too. Listen. You know, you still got work for this, honey. You sometimes got to work for it, okay? You got to keep the chase in you. All right? Chasing me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. You got to chase me. Amen. But no, thank you so much, Faith Beckett, for commenting and for being our comment of the week.
See, look, they already commented. Chevy over.
Marcus in his cars. He's the bougiest of them all.
No, that's Angel, y'all.
You're bougie.
Thank y'all for agreeing with me.
You're bougie. He's y'all bougie, can let him know in the comments of this podcast as well. Again, you can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. You can follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book. You can get his beard and body butter, Man Shit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. And you can get that at the website, manshit.com. You can also, if you're looking for a good Mother's Day gift, you can get our shirt, Good Moms Be Like, on our Teespring website, which is www.teespring.com/stores/that-chick-angels-store. It's a lot, so it'll be in the comments and in the show notes.
With, so that Mother's Day coming up.
Yeah.
That'll be a good gift. And it looks similar to the one I have on there if you're watching. Good Dads Be Like.
Yes. And if you're a member of Patreon, there is a 10% off coupon that you can use if you decide to purchase. And I also leave the link to our Patreon in the show notes if you all want to be able to get these podcasts earlier and see us shoot them live and see all of the many technical difficulties that we continue to have. You can watch them live as well as my other podcasts. I have Mommy Confessions, and I have a new podcast coming out this week called Hold On To Your Edges with Brisha Webb. So you can get all of that early and some of it exclusively on Patreon. All right, guys. Thank you so much for spending time
with us.
Thank y'all
for joining us.
And we hope that you have a lovely evening.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.